The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Colbert, here's Tony D.
Hey, with football season starting and all the sports actually getting underway, basketball season starting, NHL has started, the baseball playoffs are here. Go to BetDSI.com. You can make your first deposit extra special with 125% bonus when you use the promo code WIN125. That's right, 125% bonus on your first deposit. $100, now you can make that bet for $225. $500, you can make that $1,125. 125% bonus right there on your deposits. So start getting winning right away at BetDSI.com. They have every wager you can imagine. If it's happening, you can put a bet on it. From football, the basketball, the baseball, the esports, global sports, you name it, they got it. And you can also bet on games while they're playing with BetDSI's live betting. Join the winning team. Sign up now at BetDSI.com. Use the promo code WIN125 to get your bonus, 125% when you use that promo code WIN125 at BetDSI.com. Owen Daniel, former Texans tight end, joining us right here on SB Nation AM. He's teamed up with Crown Royal to introduce the first off-the-field water break and encourage responsible game day consumption. Also reinforces the importance of drinking in moderation and hydrating between alcoholic beverages. He joins us right now on SB Nation AM. How are you, Owen?
Hey, man, doing well.
Good. So give us an idea what you're doing for Crown Royal.
Yeah, just teamed up with them. A pretty cool experience to be able to do that. As Crown was kind of one of my first drinks back in the day, so cool to kind of team up with them and kind of promote this water break between drinks that they're doing this season. As a player, you take water breaks, stay hydrated. It's going to keep you going throughout the day. It's going to make you feel better the next day. Kind of the same thing with this. We want everyone to have a great game day experience. So, take your water breaks, drink your pint of water in between, drink your bottle of water in between drinks, just like a player would on the field. You're doing it. You're watching. Your body's going to thank you that day. You're going to have a better experience, and then when you wake up the next morning, your body's going to thank you. That's for sure.
Owen Daniel joins us, former Texans tight end. So how has the transition from you had a long career, how has the transition been into fandom?
Ten years was one of those things I'll never forget. It was an awesome experience for me. The transition's been interesting. I'm still transitioning, I feel like. The good thing is I have two little boys, 3 years old and a year and a half, that are keeping me busy. The transition's definitely been a lot more difficult than I kind of anticipated it to be, than I expected it to be, but kind of rolling with the punches and got my family here with me, so that's been keeping me in line for sure.
You spend most of your time in Houston. You spend a little bit in Baltimore, a little bit in Denver, all with Gary Kubiak. What was that relationship with like to play your whole career with him sort of guiding you?
I'm just glad that he liked me a little bit. Otherwise, I don't know, even if I would have played one down in the NFL if I didn't have him. So, he's a guy I respect a ton. For him giving me a chance to draft me and then, you know, play me right away as a rookie and be able to start my whole career. Kind of as, you know, as him, as my coach was awesome. You still have a great relationship with him today. And, saw him this past off season when he was kind of getting inducted into the Texas Athletic Hall of Fame. Cool experience to see him do that. So, I just, you know, feel blessed to have been, have him be a part of my football career.
You were part of the Denver Broncos team that won the Super Bowl, and that was a very interesting year because Peyton Manning got hurt, kind of struggled, and Brock Osweiler came in. He got hurt, struggled. Manning comes back. You guys are Super Bowl champions. As a player adjusting to two quarterbacks on a season that had high expectations, what was that year like going to from an aging veteran who had all the experience that Manning did to a young kid that was kind of feeling his own?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, to play with Peyton Manning was kind of a dream come true experience. You know, being a big fan of his my whole career, I was wearing his college jersey when I was going like to middle school, I think. I was wearing a Tennessee jersey. So to be able to be on the same team and catch passes from him and kind of help him learn Coach Kubiak's offense was something I'll never forget. Yeah, it was, you know, we're very, very fortunate that year to have an unbelievable defense that was making plays all over the field and keeping us in games and when our offense was struggling. So, you know, we had some times where our offense was really rolling, and then you know, Peyton kind of got injured, and then Brock was rolling. Kind of just he was, just kind of a sponge. Brock was, in terms of just doing what he was supposed to do, going through his reads, and then, you know, he had a tough couple weeks, and Peyton comes back and saves the day, and we roll on through the playoffs. So, it's one of the things as a team, you're going to go through adversity at a certain point. You kind of got to fight through and figure things out. And you know, luckily for us, like I said, we had a fantastic defense that was had our backs all year.
Well, Benny Fowler caught this last scoring pass, a two-point conversion in the Super Bowl, but you caught Peyton Manning's last touchdown pass, and that was in the AFC Championship game. Do you still have the ball, or did you give it away, or who has that ball? Where is it?
I actually caught his last two touchdown passes.
You caught his last two? That's right. You caught two in that game. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to sell you short, Owen, so I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm mismessing you. The first one got spiked into the crowd, and okay. I may have an idea where the second
okay.
one is.
Okay, all right.
But that was also my last touchdown catch.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's just as important to you as it would be to Peyton. I didn't know if he was offering you pizza and insurance in exchange for the ball or something like that. You know, like lifetime pizza?
No, I mean, if the Pro Football Hall of Fame needs it, I'll split it with them. Yeah,
exactly. Watching the Texans this year, this was a very entertaining team on paper coming into the season, but they're struggling. What have you made about this? Because it looks like they have a team that can turn things around because they are very talent-loaded, but right now struggling. What do you make of Houston's chances this year?
Yeah, obviously it's not the first month of the season that they were anticipating or hoping for. The good thing is, the way I see it, is that they're coming off a win. They got some momentum rolling. I think, they got some their defensive stars, sort of J.J. and Clowney and Big Wick coming off injuries. I think they're going to kind of get a little more acclimated to playing the game, get a little bit more in the flow. So you'll see those guys taking off, kind of like you've seen J.J. take off lately, making plays. So it's a tough division right now with Jacksonville, the way they're playing, the type of team they have. But I think for the Texans, they just need to just take it one week at a time. Obviously, they can't, win four games, get four wins in the column this weekend with a win. They can just, chip away at their record and kind of keep going. I think a wild card berth is still in the realm of possibilities for them. I'm just glad they're coming off a win, got some momentum, and hopefully they can keep that rolling.
Former NFL tight end Owen Daniels joins us. He is with Crown Royal to introduce the first off-the-field water break, a movement that encourages responsible game day consumption. Real quick, Owen, before we let you go, I want to ask you about these new rules. You're an offensive player, and it's leaning towards the offensive side of the ball, which people like, but the defensive guys are struggling with this, with the roughing the passer penalties and all of that. What do you make of the way the league is going in the direction to sort of help the quarterback stay in the games longer, but also kind of confusing fans with what they're calling?
Yeah, I think it's a consistency thing. That's, I think, the biggest problem that players have. They just don't know And the first list, obviously, like the calls they've made against Clay Matthews have been ridiculous. Some other calls have been silly. Some other calls they haven't called. I've seen Aaron Rodgers get tossed straight on his head and they didn't call it. So, you know, if you got a guy like they say that they're trying to protect, you know, he's an MVP quarterback of the NFL, and you're not protecting him at all times, it's like there's a consistency issue there. So, and if they can get their heads out and try to figure it out and have consistent calls across the board, that's all players want. They want to know what to be able to do and what they can do and what they can't do, and right now they don't know. So that's going to cause problems for everybody. And when you have quarterbacks in the league, you know stick their neck out there and saying, hey, like, they're kind of on the defensive guy's side, that's when you know it's an issue.
Owen, great stuff. I really appreciate your time. Hope to catch up with you someday soon. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. Thanks, Seth.
You got it. Owen Daniels joining us, former tight end. Texans, Ravens, Broncos, Super Bowl champion. And I think, Jacob, we found out the answer, even though we didn't want to come out and directly admit it. I think that ball is in his house.
Owen has the ball, man.
I think Owen has the ball. And he didn't come out in a minute, but he says he knows where it is.
He's not giving it up without a fight.
No, he made a very good point, and I totally forgot about it. And I'm glad he corrected me on this. Peyton Manning's last touchdown pass was thrown to Owen Daniels. The last two, because he reminded me that he caught two passes in that game, two touchdowns in that game. But the reality of it is, it's also his last touchdown catch, and that's just as important to him as Peyton Manning's last touchdown pass. So
that's
if
right.
if he has the ball, which I think he does, which he kind of admitted he does, then that's just as important to him as it is Peyton Manning. So of course he should keep it. If Peyton Manning calls, pizza for life, insurance, what else does Manning push? I think that's it right now, right? The insurance and the... I don't think he does the pizza anymore.
Maybe if Owen ever needs a neck surgery, maybe...
Maybe so.
A guy.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. The Hall of Fame should come. If I was Owen Daniels and Canton called and said, hey, can we have that ball? I would say, as long as you say Peyton Manning and Owen Daniels' last touchdown, just make sure I'm on the marquee.
What do you think Canton's acquisition budget is?
I know, it's a good question. That's a really good question. Because they don't just get this stuff, right?
I mean, I feel like a lot of it they do. I feel like a lot's donated.
Like, if I have a football, right? If I have a football from a historic, what am I going to do with it? Keep it in my house? Big deal. Put it in the Hall of Fame. So I bet they don't pay for any of this stuff.
Well, okay. If I'm a fan and I catch, I don't know, say it's Barry Bonds, 510.
Yeah, if you're a fan, that's a different
home
that's
run,
different
right?
Story.
Like right? That ball's worth something.
Yeah, you gotta
even if
pay
it's
up
not
that.
To me. So the Hall of Fame comes by and asks me to donate it. No way. You're gonna have
right.
to do
no,
better.
No, no.
Than
they're
that.
Gonna have to pay you absolutely because you're a fan. But if you got that ball from the fan, right? Let's say you hit it. Let's say and a fan gave it to you. He got season tickets for life or whatever it is, and you have it. And the Hall of Fame says, "Can we have it?" You'd give it to them for free because they're going to store it. They're going to put it. They're going to make it part of their historical record. It's going to be safe. And what are you going to do? Keep it in your house to look at?
I mean, you have a point there because if you can't get into the Hall of Fame, I mean, something you did is in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
They put your picture in there.
So if I'm Owen Daniels, I don't give this ball away without some recognition that it was my final touchdown catch too, even though I'm not going to the Hall of Fame. Like, he should say, well, that's my last touchdown catch.
Like on the plaque in bold,
yes.
It's Manning's 500th or final
yes.
touchdown pass. And then in like maybe smaller lettering.
Oh, no, no, no. I would make,
Owen
I would want
Daniels
the same font and same size.
Touchdown catch.
I might even want it to say final touchdown catch of Owen Daniels and Peyton Manning.
Parentheses thrown by Peyton Manning.
Thrown by Peyton Manning. I would want it to say, Owen Daniels, former tight end of the Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens, and the Denver Broncos, final touchdown catch thrown on July 3rd, 2016 by a quarterback from Tennessee who played for a very long time and had a Southern accent.
Who was the center? What if that was like the final ball that center snapped?
That's right? Yeah, that's a good point.
He's got to get in there.
How do you spike the ball into the stands, though, the AFC Championship game? Who's got that thing? Who's got that ball? They got to turn that over now. 800-777-2907, SB Nation AM.